RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that BAS Specialist Chris makes $82,000 a year. Boom! Ah! Ooh! All right, on the phone this morning is Richard in Gig Harbor. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for listening to the Morning Wolf Pack. But then, you know, you took the next step. You're activated as a listener with Share Your Salary, so thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
And all I know right now, we know, let me just include Gabe and Captain Ron in this, because we're all playing the game together. We're a team here. You are a police detective. Is that true?
That's correct.
Wow, this is so cool. This is really interesting. All right.
I'm
so
pumped.
Yeah, you should be, Gabe. Here we go. It's CSI Gig Harbor time.
Yeah. All right, so CSI Richard.
Let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that minute. Richard, when we're done, we're going to play a song, gather our thoughts. We're going to come back. We'll all guess what we think you make. But then you're going to share your salary here in just a couple of minutes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. I love it. All right. 60 seconds. Gabe, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. On your mark, get set, and go.
How long have you been a detective?
7 years.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
Have you worked on the force then for 22 years?
I have.
Okay, so do you guys do a lot of stakeouts in the stuff that we see? I know this sounds stupid, but like on TV shows, that's all we know about being a police detective.
No, not really. I mean, there's a lot of internal investigations, a lot of just making contacts with people, you know, looking for certain clues, but there's not a lot of stakeouts involved.
Why did you switch jobs 7 years ago?
It was a promotion within the job. So I've been a police officer for 22 years, and it was a promotion within my career.
Do you think most police officers want to get promoted and like are seeking that detective rank?
I think they're looking for some type of promotion to move up and challenge themselves and to better themselves within their career.
Have you ever been
timer
shot?
Went off there, Gabe. Sorry about that. But that's a good follow-up question.
Let's just
hold on to that little nugget, okay?
Okay.
I want to know that, too. All right. If you're listening, you want to guess. I think, you know, we all want to know what you think, too. 253-642-WOLF is the number. To text in your guess right now, what do you think Richard in Gig Harbor is making as a police detective? I'm fascinated by this. So stand by. In about 3 minutes, Richard is going to share his salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now because we're playing Share Your Salary, and that's the whole point. What else did we just learn about Richard before he shares his salary here, Gabe? He lives in Gig Harbor, and he is a police detective.
He's been a policeman for 22 years, but he's been a detective for 7. He does work with a partner. No, they don't do stakeouts. And he became a detective because he got a promotion.
every police movie I ever see, including the one I just watched with Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson. It's called like Rugged Concrete or something.
Yeah.
It involves a stakeout in a camera, and they're sitting there for days. They're like getting sandwiches,
eating
you know,
their hamburgers.
Just sitting here waiting for someone to move. All right. Captain Ron, I mean, if there was a guy who has captured the month of March, March Madness, it is you. You've won literally every time, so you're up first.
Okay, so because he's been with, I'm assuming, the same police department for so long, he's been promoted, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about, I'm going to say 120.
Okay, pretty rich. Gabe?
Ron always takes my guesses, and it honestly just really messes with my mind. I can't think on the spot like that, so I'm going to panic, and I'm going to pick 130 because he's been there for 22 years, and I feel like he's well-respected, and he's fat and crab.
You know, Gabe, your panic sounds about as calm as anybody's panic I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you some props for that. But I think as a police detective, you can't panic. You have to be cool, calm, and collected. But I don't think he's making the kind of money you guys do. So I'm going to low side it just a little bit at 115 with a text from Gabby in Tacoma.
That.
Yeah, because I'm trying to win. I got the whole low end here, but I really don't know. But you always hear about police officers and detectives not making what they should. So 115, 120, 130, those are our guesses. But really, that doesn't matter, Richard. We all want to know how much you actually make as a police detective here in the PNW. It is time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
$135,000.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I had to do the math. Make sure I won.
Yeah, well, okay. Richard, how much less were you making as a police officer?
Probably close to $20,000.
Oh.
Or just, you mean as a patrol officer?
Yeah.
Before I got promoted, I was probably making close to $20,000 less.
Have you been shot?
I have not, thank God.
Okay, have you ever been shot at?
I have not.
Have you shot someone?
I have not.
Are you even
you
showing
like
up to work?
I mean, on a Saturday.
I do. Yeah. I do.
Okay. Have you ever done a ski shot? You know, there's like five of them on there. It's really fun. Hey, can you name Richard without giving up your alias or your secrecy? Can you like say a big case that you worked on, like you know, like all those boats in Ballard that there's an arson there, like a case that we would know that was in the news?
I probably could, but then that would probably give away where I work.
Okay.
And I would rather not do that.
That's fair.
Yeah. How often do you go undercover? Like with a wig and a mustache?
I did that for almost 5.5 years.
Oh, did you infiltrate a gang looking for the dealer, find the supplier, infiltrate?
Yep.
Wait, what? Were you in 21 Jump Street?
I was not.
Dang it.
But for reals, in all seriousness, did you like infiltrate a gang or something like that, or like a drug operation?
It was more narcotics and like prostitution and stuff, but the majority of our investigations when we work undercover was narcotics related.
Wow. Did you ever have to like do the drugs or like do a crime to prove you were real and you weren't, you know, a narc?
Nope.
Okay.
Never.
Then you're a professional, my man. You did it. You did the deal.
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
Well, Richard, thanks for listening to the Morning Wolfpack and for sharing. And thanks for what you do for keeping us safe. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.